gosh, today is a beautiful day, and so are you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road. I know y'all remember that song. We recently received some sad news regarding the R&B singer Keisha Cole's mother, Frankie Lanz, who has passed away at the age of 61. Ms. Lanz has battled with a drug addiction spanning several decades, and sadly, she overdosed on her birthday at her Oakland, California home on Sunday, July 18, 2021. Ms. Frankie was often on a long road to recovery, straying many times off the path, and on her recent birthday, she took a path down narcotics lanes, an often familiar lane, and she overdosed. If you're unfamiliar with Keisha Cole's backstory, Keisha Cole was given up by her mother, Frankie, and her biological father, Virgil Hunter, for adoption at a very young age. She ended up being raised by family and friends, and she reunited with her birth parents later in life as an adult once she hit it big on the music scene. Keisha Cole, her career started in the music industry at the age of 12 when she met rapper MC Hammer, and she went on to have influential mentors like Tupac, who guided her in the music business. Keisha Cole met her biological mother on the BET reality show The Way It Is, where Frankie was secretly battling her drug addiction. When I tell you all, a parent on drugs is a lot for any child to deal with, whether he or she is grown or not. I've had childhood friends whose parents were strung out on drugs, or who battled the road of often getting cleaned only to relapse, just like Frankie did throughout her life. And it's a lot to deal with and see, even if it's just a parent of a friend. And you know, I remember Keisha and her mother once had a discussion about if her mother ever passed away from drug use, what that would look like. And it seems like, you know, Frankie had already come to terms, you know, with however her life would end. I think in the back of her mind, she knew that she would not ever really die from a natural death, and her death would be drug related. I want you all to take a look at this clip here, and I'll be back with the rest of my commentary.
I'm gonna come looking for you and you're not gonna be there. That's a real situation because some things happen, you know what I'm saying, out there in the streets, and it scares a child to
Their mother. One day chicken and the next day feathers. If I die today, you gonna move on. You gotta make it. You gotta live for Keisha.
Okay.
You have to live for you and your family, not nobody else.
Okay, but
you don't have to do nothing but die and pay taxes, but you have to move on if anything happened to me. Alright, you can mourn, but at the end of the day, you'll see me later.
Okay, but I'm saying that's not okay. It's not something to say because that's not going to make me happy in this moment, that moment, and never no moment to not have you.
I don't want to live forever. Do you?
You have children. Your children have grandchildren.
But I don't want to live forever.
Nobody's going to live forever, Mom, but that's getting around the point.
Because I'm being mean, rebellious.
Okay.
And I didn't mean to. I just felt
that I'd be all right.
I know you will.
I couldn't imagine my kids having to fend for themselves without me, without my protection. Even though I'm a grown woman, I feel like you should still want to be there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You always have my protection as a mother, spiritually. And nothing can touch you. Much love. Keep that.
Without you here, how is that going to be a protection for me?
Because you done walked through a lion's den with a pork chop on your back and you're still alive.
It scares me to think that one time I'm going to come and I'm not going to find you.
Well, that devil locked from the rotten pits of hell. Don't you let him ever put that in your mind. Because I'm going to be always where you can find me. Even when God comes, a mother's love will always be. Thank you. I love you. You my darling baby.
I love you too, Mom.
I'm proud of you. And thanks for having me back in your life.
Wow, that was kind of tough to watch, you know. And you know what's really sad is that, you know, Miss Frankie had recently just hit a huge benchmark in her life in March of 2020 when she stayed sober for 60 days, something Keisha Cole was so proud to share with her IG fans and followers. I want you all to go ahead and take a look at this.
Really relate to your sister.
It's been 30 years for me. And another part of my life is drugs. Right.
So I know she can do.
And I've been going to church.
Yes.
So I need everybody to keep me in their prayers. I'm taking this a day at a time. As long as I have something to do and stay focused, then I won't have to worry about no triggers.
But we love you, Ma.
And
we believe in you.
I love you too. Thank you, sweetie, because you've been very supportive. Shout out to my DJ. Hey, say hey. Shout out to, come on over here. Come on, come Millie Rock for me. Come Millie Rock for me on the Queen thing.
Don't knock my baby down.
Do it, Millie Rock.
Do it, Frankie. Do it, Millie Rock for the people, Frankie. Ooh, ooh.
Peace. Aww. You know, I once shared a moment in an old video on this channel about my mother's addiction to gambling and how it ruptured my childhood. You know, be thankful and blessed if your mother or your father was never on drugs, at least during your upbringing, okay? Because believe me, when I tell you a parent who has a drug, gambling, or alcohol problem is no joke, it is no joke, okay? Tremendous stress on that child. It's no joke, y'all. You know, at the time of this video, Keisha Cole has not released a statement on her mother's death. However, her sister did release a statement. And her sister, Elite, says, "Worst pain ever. To see my mama in a body bag on her birthday, my heart is effing broke." And you know what? I couldn't imagine calling or seeing my mother on her birthday, and next thing you know, she's dead. You know, that gotta hit different, especially on your mother's birthday. In closing, let's keep Keisha Cole and her family in our prayers as she mourns the loss of her mother. It's never easy losing a parent. Never easy. You know, if you or someone you know is dealing with a drug addiction, please reach out to the National Drug Abuse Hotline at 1-800-662-4357. That's 1-800-662-4357. It is always important for us to check up on our families and friends, you know, especially during this whole C-19. You know, people are really going through it. And we can see that in the rise of shootings and crime and violence across the nation. So please check in on your families and friends and colleagues, okay? Remember, drug use is on the rise in America, and 23.5 million Americans are addicted to drug and alcohol. That's approximately 1 in every 10 Americans over the age of 12, roughly equal to the entire population of Texas, y'all, okay? But only 11% of those with an addiction receive treatment. Frankie was definitely a fan favorite on the show, Keisha Cole, My New Life, and she seemed like she could be a really fun person to be around when sober. Remember, death, everybody, is a natural part of life, and I'm sure the family knew this unfortunate day would come. They just didn't know when. And that's what Keisha Cole's conversation with her mom in the clip I played earlier was all about, trying to avoid this whole situation, this moment that they're going through right now. And I think in the end, Miss Frankie, she knew drugs would be the death of her, and she had already made her peace with that. She knew her long decades of struggling with this substance abuse. She knew that this would be the way her chapter ends on this earth. And that's what I received from that conversation in the video I played earlier. Alright, so this is part of the video where I want to know, what do you think? Let me know your thoughts down below. I just want to say I really do love you for watching. I'll see that beautiful face in the next one. Peace. Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one.